Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Mike Brown, president of the Marion County chapter of Pheasants Forever, about the start of pheasant hunting season.
Tell us a little bit about habitat changes this year. I understand you've got some statistics for us as far as what the population's doing.
Bird numbers this year, they are steady to the last couple years through the Iowa DNR statistics that they have. They go out in August and they start combing 30-mile radiuses of gravel roads, and they count the number of pheasants. According to this year's 2016 statistic, there are 21 pheasants in a 30-mile radius, which pretty much is consistent with the last couple years. So we have not had a downtick in the bird count, so it's staying maintained steady. So that's a good thing. That means there should be more birds out there for us to find out in the public. Outside of that, we have just over 25,000 fresh acres between land accusations and farmers allowing fields and stuff to be publicly hunted now that are out there. So that kind of helps. And then along with Pheasants Forever stands for is rebuilding the habitat in these areas of growing food plots and nesting covers for pheasants and quails and anything that would be upland wildlife. Marion County's numbers alone for nesting cover are just under 4,000 acres in prairie grass that helped put in, done just under 2,000 acres in food plots, and along with 240 acres of habitat maintenance, along with just under 20,000 trees and shrubs that we've planted throughout Marion County to help maintain hunting areas.
So it seems like as far as the conservation side of things, population steady, we're seeing good things here. I mean, just in general with the season starting up here, is there anything you can say about safety regulations? You mentioned something about tagging and moving birds.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are curious as to what they need to wear when it comes to pheasant hunting. Iowa requires upland game bird hunters to wear at least one of the following articles that are visibility of external apparel, which is at least 50% of surface coverage areas that is solid blaze orange in color. And that's either a hat, a cap, a vest, a coat, jacket, sweatshirt, shirt, or coveralls. Now, it is always up to hunter's choice, but the main thing is people focus on their shooting lanes in the field and watching where they're shooting, make sure they're not shooting over other people, maintaining safe grounds of that. You're allowed to shoot 3 birds a day and have possession of 12 birds. Now, whether that's in your truck or in your freezer might be the two different things of how you want to word that. But generally, it's 3 birds a day. And you must, a lot of people think that field dress their pheasants out in the field so they don't have to take a lot of the mess home with the feathers and stuff. But a lot of people don't realize that in order to transport the pheasants from the field, you must have at least a foot or a fully feathered wing or a fully feathered head on the carcass. Can be fined for just fully ripping everything off and transporting it just with, say, the breast and minimal thigh. But yeah, you do need to actually carry it, transport it. It's just like a deer. You need to make sure your tags are on it. This is their way of saying we got to, so we know what it is.
A lot of our listeners might not be as aware of pheasant hunting or not have a great understanding of pheasant hunting. What would you say about just the sport, anything people need to know about it, or just what's attractive about it and what should people understand about it?
Well, from my standpoint anyway, why I enjoy it, it's a, to me, with my dog that I work with, it's a beautiful thing because I love watching my dog work and things like that. But to some people, it's a form of exercise. I mean, this hunting goes back for years. I enjoy it the most because it does get me out into the wild, gets me out walking. It's a camaraderie between friends and going out and just enjoying. There's something about the thrill of excitement of walking through grass that's up to your waist, and you never know what's going to fly up, and there's an excitement that comes through you. That's some of it, but yet, you know, an acquired taste for the meat. Lots of recipes that you can use from this type of meat, from venison jerky to cooking to doing tacos with it. It's a healthy meat. It's a lean meat. So for food, for exercise, for the camaraderie between friends of other people that enjoy the sport, getting out with animals as well in there with your dogs. The main thing I can say is, you know, 55,000 hunters that took the field last year, and they took over 270,000 ringnets, roosters, and bagged those. You know, we're expecting 60-some thousand hunters out this year. There's, with all the new extra ground, it's there. The birds are up. We just need the hunters.
Thanks again to Mike Brown. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.